Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us today. Good morning. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Ben Griffin. His message is entitled, Who Removed My Joy? And comes from Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourself the quiet corner, and listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, Sister Danielle, and thank you for being such a lovely host. I want to thank Grace View, Church of Christ, and Grace Nurture Ministry, and all those who are supporting this telecast on this day. May God be with you, and may you have a joyful day as you endeavor to make a living for yourself and your family, and as you give all glory and praise unto God in your endeavors. If there ever has been a time to seek after joy and happiness, the time is now. Over the past 4 months, our world, our communities, our homes, for the most part, has been turned upside down. And we, no doubt, want to turn it bottom size up. We want to have that joy. We want to rekindle that happiness. We want to relive what we had prior to the coronavirus invading our space, invading our lives. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 1 through 4, the Apostle Paul, like most preachers, was very protective of his efforts regarding the church at Philippi. He did not want this church to come to naught. So in chapter 2, he takes his pen and he writes these words. He says, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, that each esteem other better than himself. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. In chapter 2, verse 2, more precisely, he challenged the church to fulfill his joy, to fill his cup of happiness, to make his joy complete. We need to realize while Solomon asked for wisdom, Paul sought after joy. The word joy occurs 210 times in the Bible. The word phrase joyful, some 35 times, and the word rejoice, 268 times. Joy means the feeling of great pleasure and happiness that comes from success or good fortune. In Psalms 126, yes, as Israel was set free, they were glad and were full of joy. Notice what it says in Psalms 126. It says, when the Lord turned again, captivity of Zion, they were like them that dream. Then was our mouths full with laughter and our tongues with singing. Then said those among us, heathens, the Lord has done great things for you. The Lord has done great things for us. Whereof we are glad. And so they were rejoicing because they were no longer held in captivity, but at least God has given them the directions or instructions to go back to their homeland. So that was a time to rejoice, but they had lost their joy because of their degeneracy, how that they sinned against God and God allowed an enemy to take them captivity for many, many years, and now they're going back to their homeland. Furthermore, joy is a sense of well-being. Smile, happiness, joy, jubilancy. Psychologists have said that the lack of joy in a person's life is one of the leading causes of depression and numerous social maladaptions. But to a greater awareness, joy is that corridor between God and the Christian. And also it's that element that causes you to rejoice and be happy when you touch the lives of someone. We find in Luke chapter 15, one of the most well-read and well-preached and taught and applied passage throughout the New Testament, perhaps, is in Luke chapter 15. It talks about the attitude of a shepherd and the light of a sheep. And then it talks about the attitude of two sons and the father. It talks about how that when you really touch the life of someone, it gives you a sense of joy or reward or stimuli or happiness. The Bible says in verse 4 of Luke chapter 15, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? Nor is verse 5, and when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. He found something that was lost. He blessed the life of something. And when he cometh home, he called together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which needed no repentance. But then there's another side to it. Tragically, unfortunately, it is. There's those bad news barriers, bearers of bad news, robbers of joy, those who can't enjoy being happy. Well, we need to see in verse 23. Now, the story, it picks up at verse 11, and it ends at verse 32. But we're going to pick it up right about verse 22, where in this prodigal or this wayward or this wasteful son of his father had taken all his savings and gone into the land of sin and depleted waste, devoured all that he had, and now he's in want and he needs to come back home. And so he gets in his mind to go back home. And verse 20, we pick it up there, and he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against in thy sight, and I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servant, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let's eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost. His father's joy was lost. Now it's being restored. He says, they began to be merry. Save now his elder son was in the field, and he came and drew nigh into the house and heard music and dancing, celebration that is. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, thy brother is come, and thy father has killed the fatted calf, because he had received him safe and sound. And he was angry. Oh, that's that rejoice that's being removed. And would not go in. It's not his house, it's his father's house, but he still wouldn't go in. Therefore, come his father out and entreated him. And he answered and said unto his father, lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgress I at any time thy commandment, and you never gave me a kid. Well, he put his father in debt that I might make merry. Oh, he wanted to be happy with my friends, if that's the real case. But as soon as this thy son, this denouncing his brother, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meant that we should make merry, that is, rejoice, and be glad, celebrate, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. Here's cause to rejoice, cause to be happy. When you bless the life of someone, or when you receive someone back into the family of God, we need to seek reasons to be happy and reasons to be sad and depressed and lonely. When we close out this lesson, we'll go back to Philippians chapter 4 and the verse 4. Again, this Apostle Paul, he's considered as the apostle of joy. I imagine Paul had a reason to rejoice because he was lost. And when Jesus blessed his life, Jesus put him on a higher plane than he could ever be, even though he was attached to this and had been canceled. But notice what he says, this apostle of joy, in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4. He said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. We need to learn how to be happy and rejoice. And verse 10, it said, but I rejoice in the Lord greatly, that now at last your care of me that flourish again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. So here's a man who sought after joy, who preached joy, who practiced joy, who tried to instill the attitude of rejoicing in the hearts and minds and souls. And so on this day, let's rejoice and be happy in spite of the coronavirus and all the havoc it's wreaking on our community. May God bless you and may it keep you. Thank you for listening.
Brother Griffin, we have no prayer requests this morning. If you would please close us out with a word of prayer. We do have one. One moment, please. Caller 6371, state your prayer request.
Thank you. Good morning. This is Mary, and I would like to ask prayer for myself for traveling grace. This morning, well, I travel a lot with my job anyway, but I like to ask for traveling grace. I'm going to be traveling up to North Carolina later on this afternoon. And I'm also asking prayer for everyone on the call, the Clark and the LeGrand family, and also for my family, one of my cousins, Demetria, who has breast cancer. Thank you.
Thank you. Caller 1340, state your request.
Good morning. This is Sister Carol Walker. I have a prayer of praise. I interviewed for a job on Tuesday. It started on yesterday. I ask you to pray for me that I will let my light shine while I'm there and that I can move up quickly. It doesn't seem very complicated. They're asking me to do, and I see myself being able to be a trainer or something. So this will keep me in prayer that God will bless me. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Brother Griffin, for a job well done. We truly appreciate all that you give us in each and every single one of your messages. And we just ask that God continue to bless you and your family. If you would please close us out with a word of prayer.
Thank you so much for tuning in and all those who have made prayer requests and those who are listening in. Let us pray. Merciful God, we are so thankful for all that you are, all that you have been, all that you shall ever be. We thank you for allowing those who humbled themselves, became transparent, prostrate and set before you, and publicly asked for prayers for their strength and their life. We pray for the sister who called in this morning. We pray that as she travels to North Carolina, that you give her traveling grace, that you bless her in a very special and diligent way. She asks prayers on behalf of her family, that it may be closer to thee, that it may receive your blessings, and that it may be pleasing unto you as a family. Pray for a friend who's a cousin who has been diagnosed with breast cancer. We pray to the Father that you be with the doctors, be with her as her faith will be sustained in spite of the tragedy news that she received. Allow her to have that joy in spite of the bad news. We just pray that you be with her mightily and bless her and keep her. Also, Sister Walker, who's also, I believe that she's been reemployed and got her a job. She has prayed that she'd be a great match for that job, that allow her to bless her life in spite of what her task may be. We pray that you be with her and that she exemplify you on this new place of employment, guide her and keep her as she takes care of herself and others who she's responsible for. We pray for grace and mercy as our church is concerned. Plows through this episode of coronavirus, that we be a happy churches, be joyful, be creative, that we find means that are safe, that we can still have fellowship and glorify thy name. Be with us, Heavenly Father. This we do pray in your Son, Christ's name. Amen.
Have mercy on me, Lord. I just can't seem to get it right. Please don't give up on me, Lord. But let me find favor in your sight. I don't have to sin every day. One day I'll be just like Christ. But only if you have mercy.
No problem.
Don't give up on me,
there was no way out.
I don't have to spend every day on me. I'll be
and it made,
like
made everything okay.
But only if you have mercy.
So thankful, don't deserve enough.
Have mercy on me.
I've been over and over and over again. And even after I repent and am sure not to commit the same sin, I still am not sin free. I wanna be what you want me to be, but it will be only by your mercy.
Barely.